Okay, so yesterday you discussed the sugya of Maya Hanukkah. What's the essence of what are we celebrating on Hanukkah? So I'm guessing you may have seen the Rambam. The Rambam, when he describes in his introduction to Hilchas Hanukkah, so the Rambam says as follows. I want you to answer what you think the Rambam is focusing on. Okay? He says, this is in Gimel of Hilchas Hanukkah, Bivai Shemini Kishamalche Yavan Gazur Gzeros Al Yisrael Ubitlu Datam Velo Hiniko Tam Nasok Bitoru Mitzvos Upashtu Yadam Bimemonam Vivno Sehem Vinichnesu Lehechal Upirtu Bo Pirtsot Vitimu Atarot. So they entered into the Hechal, they created all sorts of created openings that didn't exist beforehand. Pirtsut is licentiousness, and they contaminate that which was tohar. Vitzar lehem Yisrael meod mipnehem v'lachatzum lachatz gadol atri chem aleihem Elohei Avoseinu v'hoshiyam yadam etzilam v'gavru b'nei hashmonai hakohanim hagdolim v'hargum v'hoshi Yisrael miyadam v'hemidu melech min hakohanim v'chazro malchus Yisrael yeser al matayim shana ad hachurban hasheni. So they gave them also to trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from their hands. The sons of the Hashmonaim, who were Kohanim, they fought the war, they killed them, they saved the Jewish people, and they placed the king from the Kohanim. And the Malchus of Israel returned for 200 years until the Churban Hashem. Okay? V'shikavru Yisrael aloibehem v'avadum So the Rambam talks about two things here as a reason for the celebration. Right? He certainly mentions the nes of the Pach HaShemen. That's in Halacha Bet. But in Halacha Aleph, what is the celebration about in Halacha Aleph? What's the focus here that he mentions?
Since you mentioned victory over the...
Victory?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, the victory. And but what aspect of the victory?
Focusing on how hard it was beforehand.
No. How hard it was beforehand? Okay. Also, this aspect of Chazra Malchus Yisrael, Yetzer Al Matayim Shana. The Jewish people finally had their own king for 200 years until the Churban Bayis Sheni. Yeah.
Why are they allowed to make a Kohen?
Excellent question. So just ask a very, very strong question. Because the Rambam actually says, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, which is the end of the Mishnah Torah. Okay, it's in Sefer Shoftim, the last part of Sefer Shoftim is Hilchos Malachim, the laws of kings. The Rambam says, Ein moshchin malchi Yisrael b'shemen ha-mishcha, elo b'shemen ha-far simon. V'ein memanin osam b'sholayim l'olom, elo melech Yisrael mizer David. V'ein moshchin elo zer David. Okay, you only make a king from the Zerah of David, and then halacha beforehand. Malchei beis David heim omdim la'olam. Aval im yamod melech mishar Yisrael tifasek hamalchut mi beito.
Is that talking about just anointing with the
Shemana Mishka, or so there? Even without Shemana Mishka, saying this is not, you're not supposed to set. Make another king, anoint another king, whatever the word is, crown another king, other than from the Zerah of David. And here, the Chashmonaim crowned a king that wasn't from Malchus Beit David. Now, you're right in your question, but yeah.
Also, the 200 years of Malchus weren't really much to be celebrated. The kings were, I mean, after the first couple of generations, they were kind of bad people.
Exactly. We have some of the worst kings of the Jewish people came from descendants of Hashmonaim. Okay, Yanai, Astrobulus. These people killed.
It's just the highest bidder.
What?
Yes.
It was a lot of corruption that happened. But Chazal told us about one of the Malchus Beis David who basically killed all the Chachamim, left his brother-in-law Shimon HaTzadik. There was no one who knew how to bench. He called Shimon HaTzadik, Gemara Brachos. He called Shimon HaTzadik to lead the bench because no one knew how to bench anymore. He destroyed all the Chachamim, literally killed all the Chachamim. This is the Malchus Yisrael that we celebrate.
Yes.
So you see from the Rambam clearly that the fact that the Jewish people are sovereign. For the first time, and the first time in the Second Temple, this was the first time that they had their own sovereignty. Even though this is not the ideal Malchus. The ideal Malchus is Mizera David. So it's true. A real Melech Yisrael has to be Mizera David, and that's the Rambam is talking about. You can only anoint a king from that. There is, however, another type of Malchus. It's not the Malchus based on it. There's a sovereignty. And when the Second Temple was built, it was only built with the permission of Koresh, or beginning to be built with Koresh, and then Ahasuerus stopped the building, and then Ahasuerus allowed the building to continue. It's a story for another holiday. But during that entire period of time, till the time of Hashmonaim, we were under foreign rule. We were under foreign rule. So why is this so significant? Besides, obviously, for the Hanukkah holiday. But it's significant because those who celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, those who celebrate Israel's independence, they use this Rambam as a support for that celebration. Because you see that even though it's not the ideal Malchus, it's not Malchus based David, it's not Mizera David necessarily, although it could be David Ben-Gurion was from Zera David, I don't know. But, and you know, he may not be the biggest tzaddik or shomer Torah mitzvos, but neither were, you know, some of the kings as Josh mentioned, you know, you had Stabulus and Yana, you had these kings who murdered his fellow Jews. So, the very fact that finally the Jewish people are finally sovereign over themselves, that is cause for celebration. And that's one of the things you pick up in the Rambam, which has very contemporary meaning for us, that here in the state of Israel, when it was reestablished, the it's a great simcha for us. Even if the way it's being run is not according to the halacha necessarily, it's not the best. We don't have the best leaders necessarily, but just the very fact that we can determine our own destiny in Israel, we're a sovereign nation. As much as maybe other nations influence and tell us what we can do, what we can't do, at the end of the day, if we want to attack Iran, we can, and we can protect ourselves. Obviously, everything with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's help. But that's why it's a very important Rambam to for today's situation.